Well, this may be one of the highlights of my career because Coast to Coast producer Lisa Lyon has been successful in calling the North Pole as she tried weeks and weeks ago to arrange an interview with Santa Claus. She had one heck of a time getting through the North Pole. Elves would pick up the phone. You could hear all this hammering and clamoring in the background. She couldn't hear them. They couldn't hear her. She kept trying with her perseverance. And finally, she was able to arrange an interview with Santa Claus, who promised that he'd check in with us while he was out delivering all his presents across the globe. And right now, he is over the northern part of Canada, according to NORAD. But we're going to find out exactly because he has actually called in. Santa, welcome to Coast. Indeed an honor, sir. How are you?
Merry Christmas.
My gosh, this is something else. So,
how you doing, little boy?
I am doing fine, sir. Fine indeed.
That's great. We know I listen to your show up in the sleigh, and it keeps me company on this long winter's night.
Well, you've been doing this for a long time, haven't you?
Oh, I have been doing it for many, 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 many years.
Hey, Santa, tell me something. Now, when you travel around the world, I mean, how do you do this? How do you get to every house, and you only have like 20-some hours to do it?
Well, actually, I have 24, because there are 24 hours in the day.
Uh-huh.
See, there's time zones. People always forget about the time zones. I go north to south, south to north to south, and I get all the houses, all the little kids who believe in Christmas, I get to all their places in one night.
How did you become Santa Claus? How did you get this gift to be able to do what you do?
Well, actually, it is a gift. See, it started off many, many, many years ago when, there were little children who needed some toys. And I was named St. Nicholas. I was born in 300 A.D.
Oh, my.
And, yes, many, many years ago. And I would take little toys to little children who needed them. And eventually they made me a little saint. And from there, all these years have gone by. I've changed a little bit. See, I haven't changed. People have changed what I look like. Many poems have been written about me. Many stories have been written about me. Coca-Cola actually changed the whole visual of me.
They turned you into a red-suited Santa Claus, didn't they?
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? I like the red. it brings out the rosy cheeks.
I mean, were you under contract with them, or did they just go ahead and do this?
Oh, well, I get commission from every can that's sold during Christmas time.
Well, let me tell you something. You have touched the lives of so many people on this planet for so many years.
Well, you know, and I like that, because the best part of Christmas is when I can see the little look of a child's eyes looking up at me and saying, Santa, I'd like this toy for Christmas, or Santa, I'd like this doll for Christmas. It just brightens my day.
When you, Santa, are high above cities,
yes,
doing what you do every year, what do you think about the people down below?
I hope they're not standing out when Rudolph gets sick. It's not a good thing.
What am I thinking about?
I'm thinking about all the love that's down there. Because you know what? From up there, the love radiates out of the roofs of the house. And the houses have the most love. They radiate bright red. And those are the ones that I hit first.
Have you ever been in a house and the little kid actually was up waiting for you and he sees you?
Oh, yes. I remember one time I was in Detroit. It was so wonderful. I was slid down the chimney, and there was little Johnny sleeping next to the tree. He was waiting up for me all night long, but I snuck by him, and I stuck all the presents under the tree, and just as I was leaving, he opened up his eyes. And I looked at him, and I go, shh, Merry Christmas, little Johnny. And his eyes were big and bright, and I wiggled my nose, and up the chimney I went.
So you really do wiggle your nose, and up you go like that, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's the total Christmas magic.
Now, don't think of me as rude here, but I have to ask you this. How did you get so heavy?
Well, if you ate 30 million cookies in one night, you'd get pretty heavy, too.
Well, that's true. That's true. Now, tell me about the elves tinkering away all year long.
Oh, yeah, but they don't share very much.
No, they like what they do. Hellfish.
Actually, they were threatening to go on strike.
How many?
They wanted better elf benefits and lower ho-ho payments. That just slays them up in the poll.
How many toys they make a year?
Oh boy, let's see. This last year, our quota was 16,382,000.
16. Now, how do you know what everybody wants?
Well, a couple reasons. We have people who hang out in the malls. You know, the guys in those fake suits.
Yeah.
They hang out in the malls. They report back to us.
Well, they do.
They're telling us what the kids are asking for, and then kids send in their letters to the North Pole. And you know what? I get every single one of those letters.
Do you ever get a real heartwarming letter?
Oh yeah. In fact, one day, this wasn't a letter, but one day I'm sitting in a mall. I figured I'd give it a shot. And I'm sitting in the mall, and this little kid comes and sits on my lap. And I say, "What would you like for Christmas?" And he goes, "Well, Santa, I want my daddy to stop hitting my mommy."
Oh my.
It was the saddest thing I ever saw.
And what do you tell them, Santa?
Well, you know what I told them? I told them, next time that happens, you go to the telephone and you press 911 and tell the lady or the man on the phone what's happening.
That's the best advice you could give someone.
Mm-hmm. And then I gave him a nice candy cane and sent him on his way. And I felt really bad for him, but you know what? For every bad story, there's a million love stories.
Sure is. Speaking of love stories, how's Mrs. Claus?
Oh, she's quite wonderful. She was getting a little frisky before I left. She gave me my Christmas goose early.
Oh, Santa, Santa, Santa. Do you know that that so many people have asked me to ask you this one question? And that was, when you're up there in your sleigh with your reindeer, have you ever seen a UFO up there?
Oh, you know what? I have several times, actually. See, people usually think that the little red light they see in the sky is Rudolph. But I'll tell you what, I've seen some things up there that would turn your beard white.
I don't have a beard.
Well, it'd make you grow one then. There's some scary stuff up in the sky.
I mean, have you ever had a craft that just kind of floated along with you?
Actually, I met one day, and he gave me a book. It was a wonderful book. It said, "To Serve Santa." And I'm thinking he was going to make me dinner. Turned out to be a cookbook.
Santa, that was a Twilight Zone show.
Oh, I get confused sometimes.
Well, let me tell you something. You provide probably one of the greatest services to the world, and you do every year. No matter what happens, Santa, no matter what happens on this planet, you always seem to come through for everybody, don't you?
I do. I do. Well, you know what? Because there's still, no matter what's happening, no matter how many crazy people are out there, it's the love. People still have love. No matter how many terrorists there are out there, there's a million more people who have love. And that's what keeps Christmas going.
Santa, I know we're cutting into your time here. We're pushing you back, so I'm going to let you go. But before you do, why don't you wish the 10 million people listening to you tonight a Merry Christmas, would you?
Sure. Well, everybody out there, I want to wish you the merriest of Christmas, the happiest of New Year's. And you know what? If you have a little Christmas love in your heart and a little Christmas magic, the world will be a wonderful place. Merry Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas on Dasher, on Dancer!
Great. Thanks, Santa Claus.